Hello everyone, happy Monday. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. We're so glad you came today. Today's topic is feature.
Today's title is Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, Peter!
Pauline, it's not Thanksgiving yet. Thanksgiving is in November.
Right, but November started this week.
No, it didn't, Pauline. You skipped a month. We just finished September, and now it's October.
Oh, right. It is October. So why are we talking about Thanksgiving today? Maybe we will find out in today's Read It. Let's read along with Peter now.
Americans celebrate Thanksgiving in November, but Taylor celebrates in October. She is Canadian, and Canadian Thanksgiving is in October. Both Canadians and Americans enjoy turkey on Thanksgiving. Alex has a Canadian friend. He should send her a card. Tina and James love autumn. They celebrate Thanksgiving with their families. Their families have big meals. They eat and talk together. They have a lot to be thankful for.
Oh, I understand now. Thanksgiving isn't just celebrated in the United States. Thanksgiving is also celebrated in Canada. But in Canada, they celebrate Thanksgiving in October, not November.
Well, we are both Americans, so we will be learning today, too. So let's go to Christina for those key words.
Hello, 在北美每一年到了金黄色的秋天，大家就要准备过感恩节了。感恩节就是 Thanksgiving。要祝人感恩节快乐，就说 Happy Thanksgiving。美国的感恩节是在11月，而加拿大的感恩节则是在10月的第二个星期一。不过不论是美国还是加拿大，感恩节都是要吃火鸡 Turkey。They both enjoy turkey on Thanksgiving. Alex 说他要寄一张感恩节卡片给朋友，卡片就是 card。Alex wants to send her a card. Tina 说她很喜欢秋天。Tina loves autumn. 秋天就是 autumn. 这个字结尾的 n 不发音。感恩节也是一个家庭团聚，一同感恩，并且享用大餐的日子。They eat and talk together. 副词 together 是一起的意思。
Happy Thanksgiving, Alex!
What? Thanksgiving is in November.
That's American Thanksgiving. I'm Canadian. We always celebrate in October.
What day is Canadian Thanksgiving?
It's October 9th this year.
A friend of mine is Canadian. I should send her a card.
Good idea.
Do Canadians eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
Yes, they do. Peter, what is Thanksgiving?
Well, Thanksgiving is a holiday. It is a day when we think about all the good things in our lives. It's a day to be thankful.
Yes, but why does Taylor wish Alex a happy Thanksgiving? They are in the United States, and here, Thanksgiving isn't celebrated until November.
Well, Taylor is Canadian. In Canada, they always celebrate Thanksgiving in October.
I see. Hey, I like that sentence you just used. Let's see if Rebecca can help us practice more like it. Rebecca? Hey, everyone! It's the beginning of a new month, the month of October. Who's ready for a new grammar point? If you want to say that someone does something all the time, you can use this grammar point. For example, we always talk to them, or she always gets good grades. Friends, this is very useful for English students, so don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. We always enjoy learning with you, and we always try to use the sentences Rebecca teaches us.
So, Pauline, I have a question. Is it Thanksgiving today in Canada?
Oh, actually, it's not until next week. Canada's Thanksgiving is October 9th this year.
This year? You mean it's not always on October 9th?
Right. The date changes every year, but it's always in October, and I think it's always on a Monday.
Oh, that is different. In the United States, Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday.
Yeah, that is different. Oh, Peter, did you hear what good idea Alex has?
Oh, yes. A friend of Alex's is Canadian, so he's going to send her a card.
A card is like a letter, but a card usually has pictures on the front, and when you open it, it says something nice inside.
It is common in the United States and pretty much everywhere else to send cards to friends, families, during the holidays, especially during Christmas.
Right. I always send a card to my mom for Mother's Day, and I try to send cards to my close friends and family for their birthdays, too.
Hey, I just remembered. A friend of mine lives in Canada, too. Maybe I should send her a card as well.
That's a great idea. And everyone likes getting cards in the mail. Oh, and I think that was also a great sentence you just used. I think Christina should talk to us more about that. Christina?
Alex 说他的一个朋友是加拿大人。A friend of mine is Canadian. 请注意一下 ,a friend of mine 就是我的一个朋友。因为我们在生活中常常会讲到我的一个朋友、我的一个同事或我的一位大学老师。这时候我们通常只会说 my friend, my coworker,或者 my teacher, 其实可以学学今天 Alex 的讲法。我们可以说 Sheila is a co-worker of mine. Sheila 是我的一个同事。He was a teacher of mine back in Iowa. 他是我在 Iowa 时的一位老师。
Thanks, Christina. In the United States, a big part of Thanksgiving is the food. One of the most important foods...is the turkey.
Yes, but wait, that's in the United States, Peter. Do Canadians eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
Taylor says they do. Actually, Thanksgiving in Canada and the United States, is celebrated in practically the same way. We just celebrate the holiday on different days.
Interesting. Well, I have learned a lot already today, and I am sure we will learn more.But first, it's time for a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Peter.What is one of your favorite things about Thanksgiving?
When I was a kid, it was all about the food. But as I've gotten older, it's more about my family. As I get older, I see my family less. So this holiday has become more and more important to me.
That's great. Well, I'm enjoying talking about this topic today. Let's continue with Conversation B.I love autumn.
Me too. The leaves change colors.
And Thanksgiving is in autumn.
I like Thanksgiving.
Oh, I do too. I celebrate with my family.
So do I. My mom cooks a big meal. We eat and talk together.
My family does too. There is a lot to be thankful for.
Hey, Pauline, I'm going to start out with a different question here. What is your favorite season? Do you like the winter, spring, summer, or fall?
Oh, I like all four seasons, but my favorite is autumn.
Wait, autumn? Which season is that?
Oh, autumn is another word for fall. It's the season between summer and winter. I love autumn.
Well, you aren't the only one. Tina and James also love autumn. But why does everyone love autumn so much? Aren't you sad that the summer is over?
Well, sure, I love summer. And when I was a kid, I was sad when summer ended because I had to go back to school. But autumn is beautiful. I love seeing the leaves change colors.
That is amazing. There is a tree outside my apartment that is bright orange and yellow right now.
Nice. I also love autumn weather. It's cool, but not too cold. I get to wear my jeans again and drink hot drinks. It's the best.
And of course, like Tina said, Thanksgiving is in autumn.
Yes, that's such a great holiday.
I was wondering about that. Pauline, do you really like Thanksgiving? It doesn't sound like it's fun for a vegetarian. You can't eat turkey.
Oh, well, sure, that's true. I don't eat turkey. But there's lots of other good food to eat on Thanksgiving. And like you said, Thanksgiving is really about being with family and being thankful. I love all of that.
Well, there is a lot to be thankful for. And right now, I'm thankful for Christina. Christina, thanks for offering to teach us about this sentence.
在这个感恩的季节里 ,Tina 说有很多值得感谢的事。There is a lot to be thankful for. 我们来看看这个句子。首先片语 a lot 表示很多。它可以用来表示很多的人、很多的工作、很多的食物等等。比如我问你,我们今天晚上吃的东西够不够?你可以回答我说 ,Don't worry, we have a lot. 有多少人在排队买票呢?你回答Oh, there are a lot, 有很多人。所以在口语的情况下可以简单的用 a lot 来代表很多东西。另外 ,there is a lot to be thankful for, 在 a lot 后面的 to be thankful for 是一个不定词片语修饰前面的 a lot。我们通常都是说 thankful for something, 表示为某事物而感恩。所以在此要留意不可以漏掉 for。比如说 ,I have three things to be thankful for. 我有三件值得感恩的事。或者 ,What are you thankful for? 你为什么事感恩呢
?Thanks, Christina. So, how do James and Tina celebrate Thanksgiving?
Tina celebrates with her family, and so does James. James tells us,His mom cooks a big meal. Then they can eat and talk together.
Hey, my family does too.
Hey, my family does too. And hey, that's today's
calendar phrase.
My family does too.
My family does too.
我家也是。
My family has a big house.
My family does too.
My family has a big garden.
My family does too.
My family has a big yard.
My family does too.
My family has a big swimming pool.
I know. That's why I'm here.
My family does too.
My family does too.
我家也是。
Those calendar phrases are always so much fun. Oh, but Peter, I wanted to ask you, can you explain what the word together means?
Sure, often together is just another word for with. For example, I don't teach this show by myself. Pauline and I teach this show together.
Good example. James says his family eats and talks together. That means they are in the same place, talking and eating. I think being together with family is the best part about any holiday.
Well, I agree with that. Friends, now it's time for us to look at those keywords. Let's review them together.
Here's your first keyword for today. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a holiday.
Turkey. Turkey. Many people eat turkey.
Card. Card. Send him a birthday card.
Autumn. Autumn. My favorite season is autumn.
Together. Together. Let's go to the movie together. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. Now let's watch our conversations one more time. Happy Thanksgiving, Alex!
What? Thanksgiving is in November.
That's American Thanksgiving. I'm Canadian. We always celebrate in October.
What day is Canadian Thanksgiving?
It's October 9th this year.
A friend of mine is Canadian. I should send her a card.
Good idea.
Do Canadians eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
Yes, they do. I love autumn.
Me too. The leaves change colors.
And Thanksgiving is in autumn.
I like Thanksgiving.
Oh, I do too. I celebrate with my family.
So do I. My mom cooks a big meal. We eat and talk together.
My family does too. There is a lot to be thankful for.
So, Peter, we learned today that Thanksgiving happens on a different day in Canada. Are there other holidays we celebrate in the U.S. that other places celebrate on a different day?
Oh, good question. Let's see. Father's Day is celebrated in many countries around the world. In the United States, Father's Day is always in June, but in Taiwan, it is in August.
Oh, interesting. In Costa Rica, they celebrate Father's Day in March, and Mother's Day is celebrated in August.
But in the United States, Mother's Day is in May.
That's right. Wow. That is so many different dates to remember.
But I do think it's interesting, don't you?
Yeah, so many different countries share the same holiday, even if it's not the same exact day. We all realize that family is important, no matter what language you speak or country you are from.
Yes, exactly. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this chat. Now let's go to Jungle Chit Chat and see what our friends are up to.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ginger.
What did you say?
I said Happy Thanksgiving.
Ha ha! You can't fool me. Thanksgiving is in November, not now.
True. American Thanksgiving is in November.
See? Ha! You can't fool me.
But Canadian Thanksgiving is in October.
Oh! I guess Canadians can't wait to eat turkey.
Well,
they do eat turkey, right?
Yes, they do.
Autumn is a good time to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yes, fall is a good time for families to celebrate together.
Hey, maybe Americans should celebrate Thanksgiving in September.
Why September? That's really early.
So we can eat the turkey first.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay, friends, it's Monday. You know what that means. It's time to answer some questions. Question one. When do Canadians celebrate Thanksgiving? When do Canadians celebrate Thanksgiving?
The answer is in conversation A. They celebrate it in October. All right, here's question number two. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
What am I thankful for? Well, I am thankful for a lot of things. I am thankful for my health. Health is very important. I'm glad that I am healthy and strong. I'm thankful for my job. I love my job. I get to talk to a lot of interesting people, and I get to see all of you. This is a really great job. And I'm thankful for my family, my mom and dad, my brothers and sisters. I have a really good life.
What am I thankful for? I'm thankful for many things. I'm thankful for having this job to work here at LTE TV. I have learned so much as the new weatherman. I'm also thankful for new friends. Alex is always so kind to me, and the new coworker Tina is also very friendly. And I'm also thankful for Ginger. Being around Ginger is always fun. What are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for? Oh, there are so many things I could talk about. Of course, my friends and my family. I have so many good people in my life, and I'm thankful for each one of them. Oh, and of course, I'm thankful for pets. You know I like dogs, and I like birds, too, and other pets. Oh, and of course, I'm thankful for food. There's just so many things. Good weather, good days, good songs. What are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for? Well, I am thankful for this job. Well, this internship. I've had this internship for 2 years now. I hope I get promoted soon. What else am I thankful for? Oh, I'm thankful for all my friends around the world. I can talk to friends in Taipei, and I have many friends in America, too.
All right, friends, we hope you enjoyed our show today. And Peter, is there any last thing you'd like to say before we go?
I think it's easy to forget all the good things that we have. And that's why holidays are good. They mark a time for us to remember what to be thankful for.
That's right. And you can be thankful any day. Friends, we're thankful for you, and we hope you come back tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.